Andrew Flintoff, Operate Presidency of Russia, 19th of March, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Lillehammer, Scotland, when Andrew Freddie Flintoff went out for a night of heavy drinking with some of his teammates in England's Cricket World Cup squad, he didn't think anything unusual could possibly occur. But he was wrong. Soon after consuming a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label bourbon and a carton of Red Stripe beer, Flintoff encouraged his teammates to hire some paddle boats and enjoy the scenery of the beautiful island of St. Lucia in the Caribbean. However, things went a little awry when Flintoff somehow managed to crash his boat into a 300,000-ton iceberg, tearing a huge hole in the side of the boat, causing it to sink. Ramon Courtney, the manager of the pedal boat center, said, quote, "Nothing about this seems to make sense. He must have been traveling around 50 miles per hour to have caused so much damage to the boat, which is pretty much impossible in any sort of pedal boat. And where the hell did that iceberg come from anyway? He must have been really drunk not to see it," unquote. When Russian authorities were informed of the incident, they immediately sacked Vladimir Putin from his position as president and offered the position to Flintoff. A representative of the Russian government stated, quote, "We were astounded to discover that a man could consume so much alcohol without passing out. Not even Boris Yeltsin could do such a thing. Flintoff's the perfect man for the position," unquote. Russian Secretary of the Glorious Soviet Navy, Yakov Smirnov, told us off the record that, quote, "In Soviet Russia, vote seeks you," unquote. UNnews attempted to interview Flintoff on the morning of Sunday, the 18th of March, but he was too drunk to comment, and our interviewer was too stoned to find the hotel site of the interview. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.